reached by phone from Pibor. Shopkeeper Shirap Isak says he was sleeping in his shop when he felt suffocating heat around 2 a.m. Monday. He says he awoke to find the fire sweeping through parts of Pibor market and dashed out.
I did not take anything with me. I escaped only with my fans on. I have been selling maize flour, sugar, and many items including money. In the shops, I had $7,000. I also had 3 million South Sudanese pound cash and 2 million South Sudanese pound for other people. I have lost also over $15,000 on goods in the shops.
Isaac says friends lent him some trousers and a shirt. Pibor trader Musa Ibrahim, whose shop was also destroyed by the fire, says he lost over $10,000 and 4.5 million South Sudanese pounds when his shop burned to the ground.
Life is hard with nothing to eat. Those who have little have been the one giving me food to eat, and they have given me a mat to sleep on. If I get some support, I will also make a job and start afresh again. There is nothing I can do.
Traders are not the only ones feeling the pain. Pibor residents like Lelshok Kanan say the destroyed shops mean people have access to few basic commodities, especially food.
We have been getting food through these shops because those traders, they used to transport food from Juba and sell them in their shops. But now, seeing the food already burned down, so it will be very difficult for the family to survive, because when you have money, you will have nowhere to get even the flour and sugar and other things. Sent my wife this morning to go and buy sugar for tea, and she even failed to get those things.
Kanan says Pibor gets food commodities only during the dry season, when roads are still passable. He says few food items are transported by air, and the only airstrip in Pibor is flooded.
We didn't buy enough food because this food was being transported from Juba to his shop. So, and those people, they are not selling it as the wholesalers do in Juba. So they used to give these people the food in the kilos. So they normally used to give 1 kilo, 1 kg of sugar, 1 kg of flour, and 1 kg of bean. So, but before, we don't have food in the house, so we used to buy this small food that those people are selling in the market. But now, the life become miserable. Not even a place to find even sugar and beans and anything. And the hunger will increase. And I don't even have hope of the survival of my family.
Pibor Town Mayor John Gain says the government has announced measures to help the traders recover from damages caused by the fire.
Yesterday, the chief administrator personally went to the market to console the traders in the market, and he told me as the mayor to register the names of the traders who have lost their goods on fire, so that when they start to transport goods again, when the road open, there will not be tax. And in regard to hunger from the citizens, there is nothing we can do now. God is the only one who knows.
Gain says investigations are underway to determine the cause of the blaze. He says there are no fire brigade services in Pibor Town, and although residents, including himself, tried to put out fire using small containers, the fire quickly engulfed the shops. For VOA News, Amanyang Dev Mayor in Juba.